I think Mike, are you next? Let me see. I don't even remember.
Who's next on the list?
Yep, okay. You're up, Mike.
Okay, let me go to desktop here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Outlook, okay. 8 of 29.
I'm going to start up Chrome, which is the browser I use.
G, Google Chrome, enter. New tab dash Google Chrome, new tab dash Google Chrome.
And then I'm going to type the web address for CCB.
C, so C, selected, net.org, B.
So I let the autofill complete the address.
Mm-hmm. Enter, selected, net.org, https://.
Now, we are going to search, we are going to find the search facility. And this on the CCBNet was search, the CCBNet site, the search facility is almost at the end of the main page. So the one way to reach it is to go down through level two headers because the search header for the search is a level two header. So we'll just go down through there.
California, more about resources. California, our mission heading CCB happening. California, CCB board. California, scene happening. Submit California, count CCB dash connect with us. Head search form heading level two.
We found the search form. So the first thing that, and now you press tab.
California Council of the Blind Vertical Bar Empowerment through Advocacy. Search region, search edit, enter the terms you wish to search for.
So that's, there is where you can enter your term, what you want to search for. Now, the search can be broad, meaning you could type in such a way to get a lot of hits, or it can be narrow, meaning you can type something special and get a few hits. The best way to type when you don't know exactly what you're looking for is to use the broad technique, and it's very simple. You just type in lowercase, and then you press enter. So I know that Gabe has an article in the BC called My Roller Coaster Ride. And this, you don't have to type the whole thing. You don't have to type My Roller Coaster Ride. You can type My Roller. And it will work. So let me do that.
M Y space R O L L E R.
And then I'll press enter.
Enter. California Council of the Blind Vertical Bar Insert.
So we found hits. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, you heard that clang. That clang means that the entire page is loaded. So you don't, if you hear that clang, wonder what on earth it is, that's what it is. So I stopped it at the top of the page.
Same page link, search vertical bar, same page link, skip to main content.
And the first link there below the header of the page is same as skip to main content, which you want to hit.
So enter, search vertical bar, enter. California Council of Search.
And we have a new, it loaded a new page, which is the search results.
Enter your keyword heading level one search. You are here, navigation region end. Heading level one search.
Now, one thing that's very nice about this page is that it leaves the query that you typed originally. So you can, if you find some hits you want, and you can examine them by following links. Or if you didn't find what you wanted, you can edit the search query.
Enter your keywords. My roller, edit.
That's the search query, my roller. But now we go through, we can press tab to go through links.
Search button, heading level 3, link my roller coaster ride.
So you can follow, you can go through the hits with tab, or you can go through it through level 3 headings, meaning just pressing 3 on the keyboard. But you notice at the top of the list,
by gate heading level 3, link my roller coaster ride,
is my roller coaster ride. So if you press enter there,
enter, search vertical bar California Council,
you'll get to the BC.
Right double and link the blind Californian. List of 3 items. Link right link 20 right double angle bracket.
Then you have to work into the blind Californian.
Link
to
fall
find,
20 list end.
To find the list.
You are here navigation heading level 1 my role article. Heading level 2 by Gabe Griffith. It is somewhat ironic that I don't like roller coasters, considering the roller coaster ride my life has been over the last 20 months or so. I had always.
Now you can continue. You could keep reading if you want. But if you're finished reading and you need to get out of here, this BC article, you can do Alt left arrow.
My roller coaster ride vertical bar calisir.
And you heard that? Yep. I think that's a Chrome thing. Was saying that you did really fetch the previous page.
Enter your keywords.
And the way it works out is you return to where you left off, or to where you return to where you were before you. Launched the article.
My roller edit.
Now you're in my roller, which means you could change it. So if you can change it by simply writing in the edit box.
V-I-T-A. Misspelled alpha. T-I-V.
Now I should put, I press, I put the term beta in there.
I T.
She'll give you
Tango.
All kinds of hits. 4 or 5 pages or so of hits. And when you reach the end of a page, you'll see a list of pages that you haven't examined yet. And so you if you didn't find what you wanted by Vita or that had the name Vita in there, you go to page, you go to the next page, and you go to the next page. And somewhere in all that, all those hits, I think I tried this yesterday and there was something like 40 hits in there. You'll find it. You'll find what you're looking for. Now, if you, once you find what you're looking for, you press enter and you go to where it came from. If it came from a BC article, you'll go to the issue of the BC where it came from and be placed where her name is. It might be in the middle of the article. It might be at the beginning or it might be close to the end. If it didn't come in the BC, if it didn't come from the BC, it might have come from happenings. So if it comes from happenings, you'll be placed in the happenings article where it came from, in the line where the system saw Vita. Now that is a very, very general hit. Sometimes you can narrow hits by typing in upper and lower case. Like if you said uppercase V-I and then lowercase I-T-A, you might reduce the number of hits because there are instances where there is Vita, but it has nothing to do with Vita Zavoli. So you can narrow your search. And in every case, when after you've read what you want to read, in your hits, you press the Alt left arrow key to return back to where you launched the hit. And that is essentially all there is to it. In summary, you want to reach the search facility when you first access the web page. You do you press 2 for heading level 2s until you reach search. I'm not sure what the other word in there was. There was another word in there, but it's pretty clear. Then you press down arrow key to reach the edit field, which is clear too, because it tells you what it wants, and JAWS will say edit. So you type your query, press enter, and you'll get results. And usually what I do is when I know the page is loaded, I press control to stop speech. So I'm near the top and I can press the link to go to the content, skip the content. And then I read my query, select what I want to read, listen to it, and do anything I want with it. Like select some sections and put it on the clipboard, and then take the content of the clipboard into a document that's open somewhere, so I can put it in there, and then save the changes, go back, and then you're still on the web page, so you can continue with what you're reading. Then when you're finished what you're reading, what you want to know, you press Alt left arrow to reach where you were, to return where you were when you launched the process in the first place. And you just keep going and going until you get what you want. And that's really about all there is to it. So anybody has questions, I'll try to answer.
I have a quick question, Mike.
Yeah.
Does it always return the search results in a certain order? Like would it be the Blind California articles first, then the happenings, something like that, or is it mixed?
It seems to be mixed.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know why. I didn't think to try to figure out how to control it, but it seems to be mixed.
Okay, that's fine. Just curious.
Someone, go ahead.
So, no, you got me very interested now, Mike. I've never looked up my name on the site. I think now most of us will go there and search for our name to see how many times it pops up.
But they're all here, all over the place. I mean,
it's kind of like once you learn how you can Google your name, right?
Yeah.
And of course, in Vita's case, it's invitation. You'd get a lot of maybe invitation.
Right. Yeah,
that's why the capital V is important.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah.
No, that's great that it's cap sensitive or case sensitive.
Yeah. Mike, another question is on the homepage. To get to search, can I also press E would that jump to the first edit box? Is that the only edit box?
Yeah, the edit box. Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's the only bit. As far as I know, it's just the edit box and then a search button. Okay. If you press to launch the process, but you can just press enter and ignore the button, and the process is launched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone have questions?
One more quick question.
Much. Yes.
How far back are these? Do these BCs go way back? I mean, how far do we know how far back they go?
Yeah, We have VCs back to 2014.
Okay, thank you.
We have earlier VCs, but they're not available online.
Right.
Because they're not part of Drupal. So.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.